How many times has this happened, though, too, with our yeah, exactly. It's a, you know, they come up with a new law or whatever, new whatever you want. And next thing you know, there's a problem. Well, we'll fix it. You know, we'll fix it. We go back. How do you not see this stuff? Or how do you people not look at this and go, wait a minute, we're going to have an issue here. So what's the problem?
So what they did in the bill that finally passed was every primary residence gets the $1,600 credit,
mm-hmm.
and there's the 3% cap on revenue generated by property tax on existing property. So new build is not included
new
in that
build,
cap.
Okay, so new build does not fall. Right. It's just existing.
Just existing.
Okay.
Revenue. So they got to calculate it out in two different columns. But that, and that 3% is the baseline on that is the highest levied in the last 3 years on a rolling basis. So this year a local government would use the highest of their previous 3 years.
Okay.
So in Burleigh County last year, I was a part of the Burleigh County Home Rule Charter Commission, and we created a 1 cent sales tax to offset the cost to the county of the regional jail, the sheriff's department, and the state's attorney's office mm-hmm. on an ongoing basis. And that with that in place on a dollar-for-dollar basis, that would allow the county to cut its property taxes in half, if not more.
Okay, because you're paying for first responder stuff, basically, out of that 1 cent county sales tax.
Yeah, so taking that off the property tax rolls. So okay. Then what happens is they pass this bill, and in this bill it says that when that three-year rolling average or rolling high comes around, you got to take the highest of the last three. So in 3 years, we're going to be up the creek because we did the responsible thing.
Oh, dude.
It's kind of like my own situation. I paid too much on my loan.
Yep.
And going to suffer the consequences unless the legislature fix it. And so we're trying to, you know, I actually explained to some of the county staff that I think that you can levy it but not collect it. So I was trying to actually come up with a loophole for them.
Sure.
Because our intent was still there.
Yeah, your intent out in Burleigh County was like, look, we know people are just getting killed when it comes to property taxes. And, you know, we're not getting any real relief, so let's do something here in our county. And that's what mm-hmm. you folks did. You did the 1 cent countywide sales tax. How much did that were you guys able to drop then?
So this year, it's just getting implemented now.
Okay.
$20 million, and the county budget is somewhere in the 34 to 37 range, depending on how they move money around. Mm-hmm. So we figured at bare minimum, mills would go down 50% this year, maybe 60%, if they can move some cash around.
Okay.
And so as a result, if the legislature does not fix this, Burleigh County and several other counties that have done the same thing, Morton County has done similar things, Williston did a measure to do this sort of thing.
Okay.
So now state policy is to basically make it more difficult and to punish locals who are doing the right thing. And initially I thought this was just an error, an mm-hmm. honest error. But then I started thinking, this last legislative session, we had a bill that was brought to limit and cap the ability of local governments to levy a sales tax at 3%. That mm-hmm. failed. We had bills related to telling local governments, counties, and cities they could not protest things like the CO2 pipeline and those sort of things, yeah. or else risk losing state funding. We also, in Bismarck, have, since 2017, been working on the Special Assessment Task Force project to figure out a way to get out of the special assessment business,
yeah.
and move that onto a monthly fee that would apply to the water bill. Well, we have now failed at the legislature to get permission to do that because the legislature doesn't want local government to actually solve its own problems. So right now on this property tax thing is either it was an honest mistake,
yeah.
and they didn't realize and didn't ask anybody how it would affect counties that are proactive in trying to get ahead of their own problems,
sure.
or it was intentional.
Who do you think?
I think it depends on which legislator we're talking about.
Okay. All right.